This is Uncovering Sports.
Welcome to Uncovering Sports. I am Cactus Hamilton Bear, joined, as always, by the replacement himself, Brendan Coleman. That's what we're talking about right now. Replacements. That's the storyline in week 3 of the NFL. What is going on here?
It's a great movie. Have you ever seen it?
And now it's a great week in the NFL.
They just got to look to Hollywood. Let the real writers handle this.
They decided, let's switch things up, maybe. I don't know. You need to explain some things to me. Because Gardner Minshew, Daniel Jones, Jacoby Brissett, Kyle Allen, and Teddy Bridgewater all won games. It was the story of the backup.
I wish I could explain this all to you. It's pretty crazy. It kind of seems like maybe some franchises have their futures in the balance here. A little market research done by the league. see who's popular. Gardner Minshew, by the way, is very popular.
Oh, yeah. If they've got one star in this bunch that we just named, it's Gardner Minshew.
It's just a shame he's not named Beowulf.
Could have been.
Beowulf Minshew the second.
Just imagine every time he scored a touchdown and he would just spike the ball and just, Beowulf! Just like the movie.
Sure.
Daniel Jones. 2 touchdowns through the air. 2 touchdowns on the ground in his debut performance as a starter. Eli Manning, done. We have to imagine.
Yeah.
They really... And he won in a very close game with a very confusing ending. He won.
He won.
It's Rodgers' favorite team.
Yeah.
Of course, they're going to give the kid a win in his debut. A much more exciting game, I guess I would say, than what I anticipated from that matchup on paper. Since the Giants have stunk it up to this point, and we know that the league has moved on from Famous Jameis.
Are you sure about that?
Maybe he's getting his 5th chance.
Yeah. I think Jones is someone to look at in the future, because of the things you just mentioned, he's Rodgers' new pet project. You in particular need to watch out for Daniel Jones.
Damn it.
If Tom Brady thinks he's retiring without a showdown against Daniel Jones, he is mistaken.
Brady wants a showdown with Daniel Jones now because he wants to put him in his place.
Well, that has not gone well for Brady in the past.
Yeah, that's true. He probably does want to avoid it.
You got to protect Brady at all costs.
Oh, yeah. Never stop protecting Brady. He always goes over. He's the most important thing in the entire world. He's our favorite player on this show. Longtime listeners will know what we're talking about.
Sure. Yeah.
Jacoby Brissett takes over for the not injured but retired in the NFL, Andrew Luck. And we said, okay, the Colts probably not going to get much done this season because it was all about whether or not they were going to continue to move forward with Luck's storyline. But Luck has decided the XFL is more his style. And is this a reaction to that, perhaps? That they're saying, hey, the Colts never needed you anyway. You weren't the star of any team. Look, Jacoby Brissett is just as good as you.
Yeah, I think there's a little pettiness involved here. A little payback after Luck spurned them for the XFL.
Right.
One of the bigger surprises has been Brissett and the Colts in general. I had them pegged as a early first-round pick.
Sure.
Maybe drafting
maybe looking
one of those
at quarterback.
Yeah. And now Brissett looks like the real deal here. And he's at least, compared to some of the names on this list, a veteran, you know?
Sure. Yeah, he's not a rookie like Daniel Jones is or Gardner Minshew, but he hasn't started that many games in his career.
Right.
But he comes in and he's doing great. Now, Kyle Allen, on the other hand, there's a name you didn't think you were going to hear on this show.
No.
There's a name you didn't know before last week.
This was career game number 2 for him.
Sure.
And boy, did they let him look sharp out there.
Surprisingly so. Because Cam has not looked sharp.
Not at all. The Panthers have not looked sharp at all. Just a one-man team out there.
Right. And that's not Cam. It's Christian McCaffrey. Yeah. Just so we're clear. But like we talked about a little bit last week, the league understands that they need a contender in that division. And they need some kind of story in that division. And they've lost Cam and they've lost Drew Brees. And Brees will be back, but they need to make it interesting here. I feel like that's why the Panthers had the game that they had, is to set up some kind of situation for Brees to come back into and have like a little bit of, you know, a little turmoil, a little head-to-head action there.
Yeah, I mean, they had the Falcons lose to the Colts.
Yeah.
So now the Panthers are poised to take over.
Yeah, I mean, the Falcons are not looking great either.
Yeah, and Kyle Allen got to go over first overall pick and former college teammate Kyler Murray.
Think about that.
I mean, they must like something about him.
And I think that the jury is kind of still out on what they want to do with Kyler Murray. This has been a confusing booking scenario since week one when they had the tie game.
Yeah.
And we'll get to the other team in that scenario in a minute, but I just feel like they're not sure what they're doing with the Cardinals or Kyler Murray, where on the other hand, Kyle Allen gets to go over big. It'll be interesting to see how they move forward with both of these guys. And it was interesting to see how they handled those two playing together based on their history and having Allen go over convincingly.
Yeah, yeah. And how about Teddy?
I love Teddy Bridgewater. And he looked okay when he came in last week. But he showed why he's the highest paid backup in the league for a reason. Because he's a starter on a lot of teams.
Yeah. He turned down the Dolphins.
Yeah, wanted to remain there. Because he's been all but promised the starting job when Brees is done. So they were very comfortable with the fact that he was coming in. I don't think that there was, you know, an ounce of worry here. Because he can steady the ship. He can have some exciting games. Brees can still come back, finish out the season strong. Maybe with that Super Bowl send-off that we're talking about.
Maybe.
Then Teddy gets to take over. And they can continue to be a formidable franchise. My question is, when you have Teddy, who was the primary backup, but they also have Sean Payton's favorite toy, Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
What's he feel like being the third string quarterback that gets almost more playing time than Teddy up to this point on just random weird stuff?
Yeah.
It's such a weird dynamic there.
Yeah, it's jarring to see how many times he's out on the field. Yeah.
And in the situations that they use him in.
Yeah. Special teamer extraordinaire.
It doesn't always, like, you do a double take when you see that single digit number in some of the formations. That you're like, wait, what?
Am I watching college football? Yeah. It's unique.
The fans like it, so.
Yeah.
I guess it's working. Let's talk about some of the other games that didn't involve a replacement. What about the big one, the shootout?
The old shootout.
So they said.
The new Peyton versus Brady is what I heard leading up to this.
Wow.
Yeah.
It didn't. The first three quarters didn't look like Peyton versus Brady.
Not at all.
I was actually surprised with how they booked the first three quarters, because I thought that they were going to book it the way that they advertised it. Because they do this quite a bit where they book it one way and then they think, oh, we're going to swerve everyone by doing something totally different. But I thought in this case, you're not going to say it's going to be a shootout and then not have the shootout. And instead, they did this weird thing where we're gonna keep you in anticipation the entire game.
Very strange booking. You're not cashing in on the Lamar Jackson hype that's being built here.
Right. Just let him go at it.
He kind of fizzled out there.
Yeah, it was weird.
He was getting too popular, too close to Pat.
They had to knock him down a peg. They had to show who was the big dog. They let him flash some things at the end, but not enough to win.
They made the score look close, but it really was not close.
And we said last week that the Ravens should win this game because Pat can take a loss and it sets up their playoff game later in the season better, because you can't sit here and tell me that the Ravens are going to win the playoff matchup.
No way.
Not going to happen. Mm-mm. Now, we mentioned the tie game earlier. So let's talk about that other team sporting a tie. The undefeated Detroit Lions.
It's week three. Week three's over. They're undefeated.
Yeah, they're undefeated. They're 2-0-1. They have not lost a game, and they're the Lions. This is not how we booked this division so far. So what are they doing with the Lions here?
Boy.
Because it's not like they look like a great team when you actually watch them play, but they beat the Eagles this week, who are a team that, as we've talked about a lot on the show, Roger likes. He really likes Carson Wentz. There's supposed to be something going on there this year. Is he getting cold feet that Wentz is not going to make it through the year?
I don't know, because keep in mind the Lions also beat the Chargers. These are two playoff teams down.
They're going over playoff teams here.
And then they tied the Cardinals.
What is the plan? What is the plan here?
It's very sloppy.
Is this just anything can happen in the NFL booking?
I think so. I think it's a nod to the Packers, obviously. They're winning this division right now.
Sure.
Why it's going to be over the Lions, I don't know. Maybe it's, you know, an attaboy to Stafford. He's been there a long time.
He has,
been
yeah.
through a lot of horrible seasons there.
When the Jags were super hot a few years ago, we talked about how that was sort of a thank you for putting over every team in the league for year after year after yeah. year. And that they finally gave them a good season. Blake Bortles got to pretend he was a superhero for a little bit before going back to construction work or whatever he's doing now.
He's Jared Goff's backup. He's still in the league.
Excuse me. Oh. So I think that Matt Stafford might be getting a bit of a nod and a thank you. I think he might be on the right track there.
Yeah. And the Lions in general. They're one of the 0-16 teams.
That's true.
In history. There's going to be a new one this year.
Who's it going to be, though? Because there's a lot of winless teams through week three.
Don't I know it. Still, smart money's on the Dolphins.
Sure.
They're clearly just giving up.
They look pretty lifeless out there through 3 weeks. Have managed to get their point total to 16 in three games, I think. So
skyrocketed.
Skyrocketing. They're doing what they can with what they've got. Josh Rosen played.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Been on the show with us before. He's a great kid. And, you know, he had his moments. They let him air out some balls so we could see that pretty spiral of his.
Yeah, yeah. He might be in a new city next year. They want to let him try out.
Yeah, sure. Give him some reps. Let him showcase himself while he can before they inevitably draft a quarterback who will have no team around him because they'll have gotten rid of everybody else.
Yep. In my dream scenario here, the Steelers get the first pick, but they've traded their first pick to the Dolphins already.
Oh, yeah.
Playing with fire there. They made that big trade, and then they lost anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tomlin's
Steelers
really being set up to fall here.
Steelers are 0-3. Mason Rudolph, the only replacement that didn't manage to win.
Yep. That's got to mean something.
Oh, yeah. That's nails being hammered into the coffin that the Steelers are laying yeah. in right now. I mean, it's not looking great. It's the end of an era. And they're teasing a Ben return. That's smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
That's pomp and circumstance.
To keep your hopes up.
Yeah. That will not be happening.
He's retiring. Tomlin's going to Cleveland. I don't know. I don't know where he's going.
Could be Cleveland.
Could be Cleveland.
Start over with Baker. Make a new home for yourself in the rival city. That would yeah. be a knife into the back of a lot of Steelers fans, I feel like. But
they've
Tomlin
had a lot
seems
of those
like
knives lately.
Yeah, they'll be numb to it by the time that happens yeah. after this season.
They're dead. They don't feel anything.
We started this conversation about the Lions, and we ended at the Steelers.
Yep.
The Lions will come crashing down.
You can't get away from the Steelers sometimes.
You can't. Well, we mentioned the Browns as well. Let's talk about them. Their first primetime Sunday night game since 2008. They don't win it.
They do not win. It was close. But there were some very Brownsy moments in
yes.
there. Shades of Hugh Jackson, the 4th-and-9 draw play.
I think a lot of this is because this is the Browns' first primetime game in a long time. It's the most eyes that have been on the Browns forever, and everyone has their idea of what the Browns are supposed to be in their head. They're not a good team to most people.
Yeah.
And even though they're a better team now and the league is pushing them forward, when they're on primetime, give the crowd what they want.
Yeah.
They want to see some Browns moments.
The more casual fans are expecting that.
Exactly. And
they don't see the Browns often.
And when they do, they expect them to be the Browns. So, and I think that happens more often than not on these like Sunday night, Monday night primetime games. They have a much wider audience. The casual fans are tuning in expecting, you know, to see, oh, Tom Brady's going to be amazing and do everything right. And, you know, oh, that happened. Yeah. And, oh, the Browns, they're going to make a bunch of really silly moves. That happened.
That happened. Check.
We can expect more of the same going down the line.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think there might also be a play here for the Browns to maybe get a higher profile coach in there.
Sure.
Complete this,
Tom,
this team. Maybe Tom. Maybe Jim Harbaugh.
Oh,
never know.
Making a comeback.
Freddie Kitchens, about as far from my household name as you can get it.
They want, I think you are not off base in saying that that they might want to put a higher profile coach there. And a coach with like a little bit better record, but
pedigree.
Sure.
I mean, they lost Hugh Jackson already. I mean, they had the guy.
They had the man. Yeah. They just want someone that's a little bit more league friendly, I think.
Sure. Sure.
Shall we talk about next week? Because the NFL doesn't sleep.
Doesn't sleep. There's a few big games next week.
There are. There should be some good ones next week. Start us off here. Tell me who the Lions are playing.
The undefeated Lions, you mean?
Yeah, I'm sorry. The undefeated and unbeaten Detroit Lions will be facing.
Will they be staying undefeated? They're playing Pat.
They will be taking an L this week. But it's two undefeated teams again. Is this why they're undefeated? So that Patrick Mahomes can rip through undefeated teams.
There we go. We cracked the code.
Makes sense. I want to look at the Chiefs week 5 schedule because I can bet I know what's going to happen there.
Yep. You like undefeated teams. How about the Patriots and undefeated division rival Buffalo Bills?
What is happening here? 2-3-0 teams, 2-0-3 teams in that division.
Yeah.
And no one thought the Bills were going to be 3-0 right now.
No. If anything, I guess the Jets were supposed to be the next best team with Le'Veon Bell.
Darnold sort of spoiled the party. Still out.
Yep.
But the Bills are 3-0. An exciting young squad, apparently. Who knew?
Hey, yeah. Josh Allen's getting a lot of love around the league.
He really is. He's not the one that we expected out of that class to be the one sitting where he is right now.
Yeah.
At 3-0.
Yeah. That was supposed to be Baker's spot.
Yeah. Baker, Darnold, anybody else.
Yeah. Rosen.
Well. He got drafted by the wrong team for that.
They're almost all in the same division. Patriots need to get Baker. Yeah.
Don't say that.
Okay, the Dolphins will get Baker. Rosen's going to New England.
Wow, Rosen to New England.
He deserves it.
We'll see about that, but this should be a good one. And the Patriots, they're going to drop a game or two. Is this one of them?
It could be.
How hot are they on Josh Allen?
It's on the road. We've seen the Bills beat them before.
Yeah.
It's not unheard of. There's some weird stuff happening with the Patriots roster right now. That could play into it. I hear Antonio Brown's not playing.
Some say that that is the case.
He could be playing in this game if he had just shut up and accepted his trade to Buffalo in the offseason.
He could be on a 3-0 team right now.
Why the Raiders were better than the Bills to him
is anybody's guess. If I look at those two teams, even before this season started, I think I'm picking Bills every time. I think I'm picking almost any team over the Raiders every time.
Yeah. Especially the Gruden-led Raiders.
Yes. Specifically the Gruden-led Raiders. I think the Bills are going to win this one. There's a lot of weird stuff, like you said, going on with the Patriots, so I think they just sneak a loss in there while there's a bunch of other news happening with them. Mm-hmm. People don't even remember by the end of the season.
Sure. And, I mean, for those who do remember, guess what? When they play the next time, Brady's an underdog.
Oh, yeah. Can he lost that? To the might of Josh Allen and the Titanic-looking Bills.
You like playoff game previews?
I love playoff game previews. Did you watch the Chiefs and the Ravens?
That's true. How about an NFC Championship game preview?
Now that's my speed.
The Sean Payton Bowl.
Oh, yes. Comes early on Saints Sunday
Cowboys.
Night.
Prime time.
And they definitely thought they were going to breeze for this. Yeah.
Kind of a shame.
It was a great game last year. Cowboys win. One of the big turning points of their season last year. They had Amari Cooper for a few games, but they went against some easier teams. Then they beat the Saints and looked like the real deal. Is that happening 2 years in a row?
I think you have to assume it is. With Teddy in there. Part of the reason he won this week certainly was the hype this game. I don't see the Cowboys losing to a backup quarterback right now.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Plus, they have a third match. Breeze will be back. It's the playoffs. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's a 50-50 right now for him to go to the Super Bowl still, so they can always win once Breeze is back.
Yeah. In fact, you might argue that increases the odds that they win the playoff game.
Yeah. You very well could argue that. It does look like we're heading towards a Cowboys win, though.
Yeah.
At least definitely. This week.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be 4-0.
When was the last time that happened?
It has been a while. How the Broncos doing?
You remember those 0-3 teams we were talking about?
I do recall some of them.
They're one of them.
They are one
yeah.
of them.
Yeah.
Who do they play this week?
They play the Jags. They play Gardner Minshew.
Oh, no. Oof, and Gardner is looking hot in more ways than one. Have you seen that mustache? We need to get him on this show.
Get going on that. Call him up. Call his people.
Set up a meeting. We'll make some calls. We'll get Gardner on this show. We'll check in, especially to see how you're doing next week. It might be a little rough around the office.
Yeah.
If the Broncos fall to 0-4. No matter what happens, we'll have it all right here as Uncovering Sports NFL season marches forward every Wednesday. We'll see you next week.
Deuces.